This morning, the winter wheat country in the central U.S. plains will likely see a lot of rain and thunderstorm activity, and that is going to be the focus of market attention again. Some worry over grain quality may evolve. Some heavy thunderstorms occurred last night coming out of central Colorado, moving right across the interior northern portions of Kansas, and some hefty amounts of rain reported across the region, along with some hail and a couple of tornado spottings. The overall bottom line was that rain totals ranged anywhere from about 4/10 of an inch upward to 2 inches. Some of that rain fell in about 15 minutes, according to some of the data. It still looks as though that particular cluster of thunderstorms will move eastward towards the southwestern Corn Belt, and there'll be a new round of thunderstorm activity that will occur in hard red winter wheat country as move out in to the day tomorrow and through the weekend, and ending sometime on Monday. All of this rain will also impact southwestern Corn Belt, with portions of Kansas and Missouri expecting to see anywhere from 2 to 4 inches of rainfall possibly. A lot of that precipitation will be the interior portions of eastern Kansas and also in central portions of Missouri. We'll expect to see a lot of this precipitation work its way further to the east, but it will diminish in intensity as it does so. So a large part of the eastern Midwest will not see nearly as much rain as some of these areas in the southwestern Corn Belt. There will be other rain that occurs across the rest of the Midwest as well. A couple of cool fronts will likely take place over the coming week, and each one will bring a round of showers and thunderstorms to quite a few areas. The one place that's not likely to see a lot of precipitation in the next 7 days is probably the state of Michigan. Michigan will probably see net drying conditions, less than a half inch of moisture being advertised across the region over the next 7 days. And it looks like the areas immediate surrounding that will likely see limited amounts of rain as well, including northeastern Illinois, northernmost Indiana, and northernmost parts of Ohio. I'm sure that there will be some scattering of showers in some of these areas, but it probably will not generate a lot of healthy amounts of rainfall. We will expect also our temperatures across the Midwest to continue to fluctuate mostly in a seasonable range. But with that said, there will be a cool off that will take place as we move through the next couple of days, not today, but starting tomorrow and going into the weekend. The northern U.S. plains and portions of the northwestern Corn Belt will be seeing temperatures as cool as the upper 50s and 60s. Now, most of those 50 degree temperatures will be in the northern plains, but we will see 60s and some lower 70s taking over for a big part of the western Corn Belt as we move from tomorrow into the heart of the weekend. The lower portions of the eastern Midwest will see temperatures cool down from the 80s here today to readings that will be mostly 70s and a few lower 80s as we get to the latter part of the weekend. We'll see a return of warmer temperatures for a little while during the early to middle part of next week, but some of the longer range computer forecast model data suggests that there will be some returning cooler air as we move into mid-month, and we'll continue to monitor that rather closely at this point in time. But the fluctuation in temperatures is likely to generate some precipitation periodically, and that's the reason why there won't be any prolonged periods without rain across the Midwest. But the heavier amounts that are going to occur should be mostly confined again to the southwestern areas over these next few days, and then eventually into the upper parts of the Midwest as well. Well, we will expect specifically the afternoon temperatures today to run mostly in the 70s and 80s across a big portion of the Midwest, and we'll anticipate those temperatures cooling down, as I mentioned before, into a range of mostly 60s and 70s as we get into the Friday through Sunday period, rebounding back to 80s again and some 70s as we go into next week. We're still watching a tropical system down there in the southwestern Gulf of Mexico. Right now, it looks as though that system will not have a big impact on U.S. weather. This is meteorologist Drew Lerner.